When I go to D.C., I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid of losing my vote. I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid that my children's freedom to breathe will be stolen in a world where climate change policy is non-existent.
Hey, Jen, people ask me as a journalist, are you worried about the way things are going with this administration, them coming after you and all that kind of stuff? And I think whatever my answer is, it's like double for you. Right. You're a journalist and you were in the administration. Just occurred to me. I need to find out if you're scared, because if you're not scared, then I'm good.
You know, I try not to be.
So many people have been calling me over the past couple of days going, you know, Washington should have gotten involved years ago. This place is dangerous. It's a mess. It's a wreck and whatever. And then they'll go on Twitter, go, this is the worst outrage of all time. These shocking. I don't care what the crime statistics say. Crime has been a problem in this city for the 32 years I've been living inside and outside of the city.
If, in fact, this only lasts for 30 days, it couldn't possibly have much of an impact on crime in D.C. And this may be simply a media event to say that the president is concerned about crime, but in fact have nothing, may accomplish nothing in D.C. or anywhere else.
The president is doing this not in order to make the city safer, that's the job of local law enforcement, but to solve his own political problems. He needs to get his base talking and thinking about something besides his refusal to open up the Epstein files.
Donald Trump makes himself Batman, and the nation's capital is Gotham City.